Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, babble, babble,
babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you for staying with us as we start the second hour of the show. And I be right with you.
Okay.
Go ahead, guys.
He'll find it.
All right. So we were talking about flounder.
Yeah.
We talked about bait, right?
Yeah.
We did.
We talked about finger mullet and mud minnows. What about the leader that you're using? What do you use?
What do I use?
What do you use?
I use about a 20 pound fluorocarbon leader.
What about the line?
How length?
On your reel?
Oh, the line I usually braid. I'm a braid girl.
Mm. 2 pound?
Oh, no.
For flounder?
No, I use the same thing as I use my redfish poles and plastic poles.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm usually running 15 to 20
right.
pound braid.
Yeah, I use a 20 pound braid.
Run about an 18 inch leader. Oh.
Yeah, I'll run about 6 to 10 inch leader
mm-hmm.
with a kale hook. Rick, we got a call. We got someone on the line.
We
Rob.
Sure do. Hey, what Rob, how you doing?
What up, Rob?
Doing great. How about yourself, Rick?
I was kind
Rob of, Cox.
Kind of leaning back there for a minute.
Leaning back.
Yeah, he kind of threw us to the wolves for a second on that one.
That's yep. another thing I'll be throwing tomorrow is a new concept lure. Spinner.
Nice. Spinner bait.
Yep, spinner baits. Something to give that a little flash.
And let me tell you what.
A little thump.
Spinner baits and
get
flounder.
Get those guys going.
Spinner baits. As a matter of fact, the last good flounder bite I had was on spinner baits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love using spinners, and Rob makes a great one.
Mm-hmm. And we got those little no-brainers.
The other night, Chip Wingo reported that of all the flounder they caught, they all had shrimp in their bellies.
Mm. Means they're in the back creeks, then, maybe.
So apparently, they're feeding on shrimp. He said they tried catching them on finger mullet, and it would pick up the finger mullet, turn it around, and then just sit there. And the guy says, "How patient can I be?" Chip told him, "More patience, more patience."
Hmm.
And then he set the hook, and all it did is rip the scales off the mullet.
they're funny that way.
He says they are not aggressive at all on finger mullet. And the bellies are full of shrimp, but there's a couple of reasons that I like spinner baits is, one, they attack them with a vengeance.
It gives them more of a predatory strike.
Yeah, a predatory strike instead of, I think I'll just mouth this a while.
Right.
And you can cover a whole lot more territory with a spinner bait than you can, you know, something laying around on the bottom.
Yep. Those inline spinners you make are been working fantastic.
Yes, sir.
I got to get by and pick up some more of those.
I'll tell you another problem with the shrimp is that there's so many junk fish around right now.
Oh,
that, yeah.
Are you getting any shrimp?
Yes, we're getting good shrimp now. The temperature has gone down.
Are they local or
Yeah, they're
West
still
Coast?
Local. They're still local shrimp. I like the West Coast better than I like the local because the West Coast is a stronger shrimp.
And it starts when?
And starts usually in November, December.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they close the East Coast to shrimping, then we go to the West Coast. But right
what?
Now,
when November, do they close it?
November, December, somewhere in there, first of the year.
I thought it closed like April.
No, it's closed till through June.
Okay.
Shucks. Oh, yeah. The shrimp are being just torn up by the small fish, the junk fish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there's another reason why it's good to get an artificial like a spinner or something like that and use it because The small ones are just...
You don't have to worry about the sailor's choice and...
they're all out there being...
tearing up the bait.
Yeah, the sailor's choice, when we went out this week, two or three times, I mean, we were hit hard using shrimp with them this weekend because we didn't have any mud minnows. So, what Rob's saying is what I've heard, is that most of the flounder that people are catching inside the bellies are shrimp.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying, Linnea.
There's still a lot of shrimp in the back creeks.
Right.
And you can see them, you know, when the fish, like even with the redfish, I got on that school of redfish, they're just kind of hanging out and just kind of slowly swimming. All of a sudden, you see, like, you know, the shrimp start going doop, 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 you know, and skipping out of the water. Not real aggressive, not real fast, real subtle.
All right, Jeff.
And don't forget, there's always spoons, too.
Yes.
I've never really got a lot of flounder on spoons. I've caught a couple, but I like the spinner baits.
I agree with you.
With that, but, you know.
I bait myself for spoons. I end up with a lot more trout and redfish.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I get on the spoons.
Or in my case, I really don't get really anything. I've not really had success on spoons. Don't prefer to throw them.
I've been sticking my artificials, my plastics. I don't know. I have, you know, like I said earlier, the gulp swimming mullet. That's my favorite go-to.
But see, I think the spoon, the gulp spoon especially, is the most underrated artificial bait there is.
Yeah.
I think,
but
it's
I just
really...
haven't had any success with it.
I
hear about how great it's on the other.
Arsenal.
I hear how great it is in, you know, on the other coast and stuff. But
there's one guy I used to fish with here, and that's what all he would use is that gold spoon. He'd tear up the reds with it.
Yeah,
nice. Great with it.
That's what my cousin Manny Altman. She throws a spoon religiously and kills the redfish with it. But I tell you what, though, I've caught some nice trout on spoons too.
Right.
I mean, like close to 30-inch trout.
Wow.
So they'll definitely bust those spoons.
Rob, on your spoons, do you have a weed guard or a grass guard on it?
No, sir. I can put one on it, but I prefer to put the spinner blade on the back of it and a rattle, which precludes using a weed guard.
Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, spoons are pretty much weedless unless you're in moss, and then not even a piece of leader with a knot in it can get through.
Get through it, right. Okay, Rob Coxey with
Concept Lures.
Right, buddy.
We appreciate the call, Rob. And
good luck to everybody out there, and you don't have to win the Flounder Pounder to win $50. The largest fish caught on a New Concept Lures product gets $50.
Nice.
Hey,
we'll put that out.
Works.
Cool beans. All right, my friend.
We 904
296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. 296-2692.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheepshead, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. No matter.
matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Boy, I wouldn't know what to do with a surprise. No, sir. I'll tell you what, a surprise fish would be nice jumping on the hook. Or jumping on anything, matter of fact.
Well, I'd like to be surprised tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Hmm. Yeah.
I am definitely due.
Well, there's a big company. We've been talking about it all day long. Which company is that, Joe? Uh-huh, I see. Got him off guard, didn't I?
Yeah, uh-huh. You did. Trying to get a hold of Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Well, Rick,
what company we've been talking about all week?
Yep. All day. The show.
All day today?
Yeah. Who makes Gulp?
Oh, Berkley.
Who owns Berkley? What company started out with Gulp and Berkley? Pure Fishing. Have y'all ever heard of Pure Fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, big company. And, Pure Fishing owns
logo with a bunch of colors in it.
Yes, sir, it is. And once again, all these companies might be up for sale again. And I just don't know how they're going to do it. I think they're all owned now by the Jarden, J-A-R-D-E-N Corporation, and which also owns Rubbermaid. And they have about $16 billion worth of assets. And these companies, I'm looking for the list of all. Here we go. All right. Pure Fishing owns Berkley, Penn, Spiderwell, Wire.
Wire, yeah.
Albert Garcia, Shakespeare, Stern, Pfluger. And that's just some of them that they own, all the corporations they own. All of us used to have a good friend that was working for them, Brian Defect.
Defect.
Saw Brian last night.
Yeah, Brian is the...
with Shimano now.
He was Shimano, and he's the tournament director for the Flounder Pounder tomorrow.
Yep.
So all these different companies here are up for sale again, and that has been a major nightmare for us in the retail tackle industry, because Penn Reels and some of these other companies trying to get parts to for Keith to work on them has been a nightmare, just because they're sold off and on.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I hit that Mega Millions tonight, I'll buy it. And I'll just won't let anything happen.
Did you see the cash option on $970 million?
Yeah, $548 million.
I could spend that in a night.
Now, where's the rest of that money go?
To the Lanao.
To the states.
The states.
States.
That'll work.
That'll work.
If I win, I'll give you a million. Okay. Awesome. That ain't a problem. You too, what's Rick. That? Joe, I'll give you half a mil.
I don't need, but maybe a thousand.
Thousand million? I won't have that many. I only have 568.
But anyway, now, this is the reason
what
why.
What do we need, 10,000?
So, Pure Fishing.
Is, yeah. Pure Fishing, if they sell and if they are split up again, Penn Reels was a nightmare. They've been sold 4 or 5 or 6 times trying to get parts for them. And they were a great company. Then they got sold to from Penn and then Dick Henry, Henry's wholesale. They bought Penn. It went to crap. And then Pure Fishing bought it. And it's, you know, back to a pretty good reel now. But it's not the Made in the USA anymore. Okay, if I can get you two to stop showing dirty pictures to each other, we'll be doing good. Come on, guys.
I haven't got any dirty. Me.
All right.
Here, you can be part of it.
New toothbrushes, 50 cents each. Used toothbrushes.
Careful, don't read anything. Jeff puts his phone out there to you. No. Don't read any of it.
Don't be reading. No.
It's dangerous, man.
It says used toothbrushes, 10 cents.
Yeah, that's why I can't actually, grimace.
That actually, I took that picture at the flea market.
Oh, God, seriously?
Seriously.
Who would sell a used toothbrush? Why would you buy one?
I think it was more to get people to buy the new ones. Oh, maybe.
How about this? You could use them to scrub your round, you know, the little nitty gritty spots you need it like
on your reels.
Yeah. But still, I'd just rather get one of my own.
I don't clean mine that well.
So we got some new combos at the store, I see, Rick.
We got a we got a ton of new stuff at the
Daiwa's.
Store. We got a ton of Daiwa's ranging from $20 to $200.
Wow.
The combos. We've got a little bit. We have, matter of fact, Surf Fishermen.
A lot of Surf Fishing, yeah.
We got a 15-foot rod. Keith was just having a great time with yesterday afternoon. So if you want to go surfing.
Seriously throw a mile with that thing.
15-foot rod. And the bottom eye actually breaks down, comes down and up. That one was by, I believe, Okuma.
Really?
Yeah. That one's by Okuma.
Okuma makes some fine rods.
Yep. Okuma's, they've been making great reels for a long time. Nobody's ever gave them much credit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Greg Van Brocklin does.
I'm going to tell you what, for $54 to $70, you cannot get the quality reel that you can get with Okuma. I love Okumas, and they've been doing good. And like I said, Penn has really done a great job of making a great comeback with their set of reels. And I'm hoping that if they get sold again, it continues. One of the people that designed Penn's now has gone to work for Tsunami and some of these high-priced Tsunami reels that are doing so well and we're selling so many of.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed by the guy who worked for Penn.
What do we got? The Shield?
Your Shield. I forgot all the different names of the... But Tsunami's come out with quite a few since the show.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And we have them, you know, cut in half at the store where you can see all the different seals it has on it. And I had a Shield, and I still use it. It's the one you dropped in,
yeah.
Yeah, it was in the water for 4 to 6 hours. And then when we took it out and gave it to Keith, there was not a drop of water inside the reel whatsoever.
Nice.
So that's it. I tell you, people, it's tough talking to this group here. They're all into the telephones.
I'm listening.
I'm totally listening.
Then say something. Help me.
we bailed on you.
We're trying not to interrupt you too much.
Yes.
You know?
We tend to do that.
We're letting your thoughts, like, flow.
I know. When I get one and it's flowing, it's great.
I know. We leave you alone. We don't interrupt it.
Yeah.
I am scheduled to go out with Charlie. I'll go out with Charlie sometime this week. I got to figure out what day I'm available. But
Charlie usually fishes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie's got that new pedal kayak that...
From Liberty Outdoors,
and I'm telling you what, the kayak's holding up good. We have another guy supposed to come in today to pick one up, and I'm hoping he's going to buy it. And there's a big old shrimp there.
I know.
And that's
the kind of shrimp I like to use when I'm fishing with shrimp.
Well, see, if you like dead shrimp, we got the biggest dead shrimp I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want dead shrimp. I eat them.
I know they're
delicious. Boil them.
I'm telling you what, you ought to see what I sell for bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
You get three pieces of bait off each shrimp.
I mean, it's
And that's with the head and tail off, peel it, and boom, three pieces.
You know,
boom, boom, boom.
That's one thing I'll see people when they're out fishing. It doesn't matter. They're going to put that whole shrimp on there.
Oh, I know it. I know.
And they'll take
yes.
it, and they'll hook it in the middle of the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Just right through the middle of the back, and then throw it out.
And then the two ends rip off, and then the crab comes up and goes,
yeah,
and jerks the rest of it off.
Or the fish comes up and says, thank you, and they bite the left yeah. side, and they swim around and bite the other side. And yeah,
exactly. If they would figure out, hey, why don't I take this nice five-inch shrimp, cut it into three pieces mm-hmm. and put a piece on the hook
yep.
where it's actually buried in it
yep.
and not just
sit right
hanging,
there in the cradle, leave
right
that barb exposed, you're good to go,
yeah.
man. Yep.
Yeah. And people, when they fish, don't realize, you know, I guess it's just lack of experience.
Yes.
Well, they think the more bait that's on that hook,
the bigger
fish you're going to catch. It's
bite.
Just not that case. It's just, that hasn't been proven.
You can't disprove it, though, either.
No, you can't, but I mean, it's...
I'm just saying. We've done this whole, you know, elephants pick up peanuts, and then we turn around and throw really
loads
small...
Loads of bread. they love
we,
bread.
We turn around and throw a little small little bait, and, well, we didn't get the elephants, we got the midgets. So it was like, well, that didn't work very well.
But, you know...
but
I
it
mean,
doesn't disprove it. It just didn't prove it that
inch,
time.
A 12-inch flounder... we'll try to eat a 10-inch finger mullet.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I mean.
I like big bait.
Somebody
big
puts a 4-pound ribeye in front of you, you're going to try to eat it, ain't you?
No.
You ain't going to try to eat it.
Well,
I'll go buy my
eat,
damn own.
I'll eat what I can. Now Leon.
Yeah, oh, Leon.
That's a different
story. Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't understand how he can put away one of those snakes.
I think he's on a statin drug. He's got to have to be on statins. Well, but I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to possibly getting out this week, Rick. And
that'd be good if you got out and caught some fish.
Yeah. I got to get out.
You get your head
I'm
right.
I'm getting, starting to get antsy. And she knows it. She
might
knows
throw
it.
You out of the house for a couple hours.
Yeah. So put it on the trailer. Oh, and, I got to figure out with Charlie, too, because I pull mine on a trailer. He puts his in the back of his truck, doesn't he?
Yeah, I gave him the T-bone.
Is that T-bone?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The T-bone. What,
so we got to go somewhere where I can pull mine on a trailer and, you know.
Well, it's not going to be Dunn's.
No.
In case people don't know, they have put up barricades at the entrance to Dunn's Creek.
Why?
Because that's where they found the...
the entrance to it. So, you're not talking about around the...
The what?
To go under the bridge part.
No,
just,
I'm talking about...
Wow, okay.
I'm talking about right as you go to pull in,
mm-hmm.
the only place you can go is through that gate.
Right.
It's where they found that young lady dead.
Oh, yeah. So they still got it all blocked off?
Yeah.
Yeah, we launched out of there the morning before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can tell you she wasn't there when we left.
Well... 904-296-2692, listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida is located in Northeast Florida. 904-296-2692, website is Gone Fishing Radio Show, GoneFishingShow.com. Sunny 102.3 FM is the station. Number is 296-2692. Y'all stand by, we'll be right back.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming at Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified Bedorothy Sun staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Bogers Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports, your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5, and you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, guys, we're back. That was, we've been talking here about going through a lot of different things on this flounder bite and
trying to figure out where they're at.
Yeah, we've been looking around, and I would tell you the first place I would go would be Nassau Sound. This sound would probably be
Go to Fort George. I'm still up on that Fort George area.
You throw into every little trickle creek that's popping out of the side. You throw under every dock.
Yep, every dock.
You hit multiple times. And slow. You hit every little flat that has something funky looking like it's going on related to the bait. Like you see anything, little shrimp jumping or, you know, just kind of looking like something's getting kind of scared or something. Good place to throw and drag through.
And when you get to an area, you know, sit there, literally fan cast.
Yes.
And, I mean, every 2 or 3 feet and fan cast that area.
That's why we like to fish in pairs.
Yeah,
because you know we'll layer our fishing, covering
twice as much area,
and layer it like one rings a bell and one says something. Oh, we got a phone call.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, I saw some lights blinking in there.
The lights are blinking. But fan casts that area,
yep.
You know, spinnerbaits, like Rob was saying, spinnerbaits, you definitely cover a lot more water than you're doing with,
throwing
a Carolina rig and things like that, because you're working that Carolina rig a lot slower, and you're getting a reaction strike
on the spinnerbait, which ends up tending to be a little more aggressive.
Okay, we have John on line one. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Hello!
Couple of questions to ask you about the surf fishing down in the Ponte Vedra area or even Jack's Beach.
Okay.
In order to catch finger mullet in the surf, can I go down there at any hour, or do I need to go down there first thing in the morning or last thing in the afternoon, whatever you want to call it?
Okay, right now, this is unusual, but right now you just go down there anytime you want to, and you can throw your cast net. Now, I would not go to Ponte Vedra, because if you go during high tide, you have that very deep drop-off right there at the edge, and so your net would never sink in time to, you know, catch a lot of them. Jack's Beach is more flat, so when you throw your cast net, it will hit the bottom quickly, and there's tons of them. They're easier to see in Jack's Beach.
And they're all in, a foot of water.
Right. Last thing, be careful. Be careful. Look for fins. And we're not joking. There's been sharks in 2 or 3 inches of water chasing the mullet.
I've heard that. If I use sand fleas as bait along with the shrimp and things like that, I have to cut the legs off of those things so they don't bury in the sand. Is that correct?
No.
I've never heard that.
No, do not cut anything. Put the hook right through the sand flea.
Mm-hmm.
The sand fleas.
What do you hook them right up underneath the...
Yeah.
Are they that aggressive?
And the sand flea master is Spencer, and I've never heard of him having to do that.
Are they that aggressive? I was going to say, are they that aggressive after you poke them?
Yeah.
Put a poke hole in them?
Go on Facebook, look for a gentleman named Spencer Brogdon.
Brogden, I think.
Right. And he is the master of sand flea fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows a lot of, he does a lot of little films and everything.
All right. And does it make any difference whether I use a J hook or a circle hook?
I like
circle hook.
See,
everybody, I knew that. I like a J hook. Everybody else likes circle hooks.
So either one will catch fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kind of depends what you end up being lucky with.
It's just that I have a hard time. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes with that hook, circle hook with that very tip coming down,
trying to get it into the bait.
Into the bait. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Especially, Spencer was using a circle hook, I think, the other day when I was up in the pier with him.
Yeah, so, I think that's what Larry uses, I think, a number two circle.
Oh, yeah, we can put out 20,000 packs of number two circle hooks, and at the end of the day, nothing else is left to store.
My only reasoning for a circle hook is for the welfare of the fish, you know, have to swallow it and
cut it off and let them go.
Right.
Hopefully welfare of that fish is going to be in grease.
Go ahead.
Wow. If I use a J-hook, can I still put it in a rod holder, or do I need to hold it when I...
No, you can put that in a rod holder.
Okay.
When you see that rod bending, pick it up and give it a good
jerk.
Hook set.
Now, do you use braided line or you use monofilament?
I use braid.
Okay. Braided line, have you been using it all along?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
A lot of people that leave monofilament and go to braid do not realize that you will see a lot more action with braid than you do with monofilament.
Yep.
So surf fishing especially, people would start taking and picking up their rods a little bit too early before the fish would really get the hook in its mouth.
You might want to just put your finger on the line just to feel it. Just feel it for a few minutes.
It, make sure that fish is really hooked. Right. So you see a lot more with braid, but sometimes you see it too soon, and they're not really having.
Yeah, you might just see where he's just gone by and brushed it to see if it's what it's doing.
Exactly, exactly right.
No, I prefer mono when to surf. I that's all I've ever done with anyway. Because I'll put my finger on that line, and I'll just hold my finger on it, and you can feel it. You know whether it's a wave pumping it or it's a fish pumping it.
Hey, Spencer just messaged me and said J hooks for reds and sheephead.
Okay.
A circle for pompano and whiting.
See, Spencer's a true politician, man, isn't he?
Okay. Good both ways.
Thank you, Spencer.
So repeat that again.
J hooks for reds and sheephead. Circle for pompano and whiting.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are his preference.
If I put a little bit of sand in the bottom of a bucket and take some sand fleas home, will they last till the next day?
Yeah.
If okay. you, yeah, they will. I can't remember if Spencer puts them in a, I think we put them in a refrigerator.
When using sand fleas, yes, or use an aerator.
Okay.
I'm getting,
put some water in there.
Spencer's listening to your questions as we speak.
Yay.
And he's
the bomb.
And he's answering vicariously through Linnea.
I know.
Yeah, he's sending texts for your answers.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got any more questions? Well, we got him on the
Hang
line
on.
Now.
Yep, he's writing something right now.
Maybe he's writing something for you.
I don't know what it is yet because it popped up, but it just keeps giving me the
little dots.
Yeah, the little dots. He's working. Okay. He was working on something.
I'm really interested on them.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting the same thing on mine. I just had my volume down. Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm not all doing all bad when I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Save a bunch of sand fleas.
Okay.
And he's writing.
Yeah.
Save a bunch of sand for the winter by salting them.
Yeah, okay, Brian. And,
Brining
your sand fleas.
Okay.
It keeps them good and firm. Sand fleas will disappear pretty soon.
Yeah, because they'll.
Sand spurs won't.
Yeah, sand spurs won't. I know it. I got them in my yard again. God darn it. And but anyway, that's it. So
okay.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Bye.
So that was awful nice for Spencer. Thank you, Spencer, for answering. Spencer is the master of sand fleas.
Oh, yeah.
He likes using them. I've tried them. I have never caught anything on a sand flea. Never.
Yeah.
But I watch Spencer go out there, has nothing with him except sand fleas, and he walks off with a
bunch
of fish. Definitely
see Larry Finch with fish after he fishes with sand fleas.
See, Larry gets to fish 7-8 days a week.
Yes.
You know? You know, there's the hard part. You know, fishing changes at a moment's notice. And you can see those patterns better if you fish them every day in the same spot. But for us, you know, we're kind of going weekend by weekend, and we have to go off of information based on what happened in the last 5 years in this area if we were there on that weekend.
Right. Poor weekend warriors.
Yeah, and you got the whole, okay, well, the weather was different, and this is different, and that's different. So now we're comparing apples to oranges and all sorts of things.
Right.
So it's a little by golly, and a lot of persistence.
Spencer used to have a Bible for the old Jack's Beach Pier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, day, type, weather, wind. And me and my son used to have a pretty good book that we kept on it. And, you know, daytime, the time, date, conditions. But the conditions was what's really important. You know, it's the wind blowing in the northeast at 15, 20 knots.
Yep.
The water temperature. Like this year, in the intercoastal, I think we saw warmer temperatures longer than I have ever seen them before.
The water temp's still 81.
Yeah.
It dropped tremendously for a short time in the valley. According to Leon, he was getting 72 degree readings.
That's why when they had
I think his machine was messed up.
I think that.
Or that was after I he think left that was valley.
It. He might have been in some hole or something where that reading.
He might have been with Jack Black, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 904-296-2692, 296-2692. You are listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show located in Jacksonville, Florida on sunny FM 102.3. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. Phone number is 296-2692. Stand by. We'll be right back. Woo.
The finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, we're on to our last 15 minutes here, oh, my goodness. And Linnea, you're our special guest today. What would you like to talk about, young lady?
I just want to get out fishing this weekend.
You going to go this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting out one day every weekend. And
that's been about
Last weekend, we got kind of nailed because the tide wasn't quite right. We went out the kayaks. The tide wasn't quite right, and it was a little off for what they said it was related to. It was supposed to be like a 0.9 low. And
It
was a lot more than that, yeah. You know? Because I'm like, well, you should be able to still get out at 6 where we wanted to get out at. And we went there, and it's like, considering we're an hour and a half before the low tide, we should have a little more water than that.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, so we made do and went to a different spot that could get out and just had a good day and stuff. But, you know, it was kind of, I finally caught a redfish, and by accident.
Well, anytime you go out this weekend, you got to figure it's going to be high going low.
Yep. Which is good
anywhere
for me.
from the jetties all the way to Ortega. So jetties tomorrow, it's going to be high around 6-7 o'clock in the morning. And then you got outgoing, so you could have a low tide all the way up to Ortega, like what, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So the high tide is going to be after or before the low.
It'll be after.
And before.
Yeah. Well, it depends on you start.
It'll be the previous day at that point.
If you start at the low, then it's going to be high. But if you start at the high, then it's going to be low.
My preference is, yeah, I know.
He's trying to throw me. He ain't going to throw me, man.
I like the couple hours before and the cup on either side of the low. So,
Well, Mayport, you got a high tide at 6:11 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's what I said. 6 o'clock.
That's 7 o'clock at the Beach Boulevard. 7:30.
7:30.
So yeah. Beach Boulevard low Bridge. Will be what, 1-ish, 1 to 2.
Yeah.
12:09. 12
at the jetties. Yeah,
at the jetties.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It could be that's low anywhere well, 2 to 3 o'clock before you get up all the way into Ortega.
So yeah, it means I'll be fishing from about 10 to 2. Those are nice hours.
You're dead low?
Yeah, I like the either side of
sounds
it.
Sounds like my work hours.
Uh-huh. I sleep in, have breakfast.
10 to 2?
Yeah.
That's great, Jeff.
Not really.
Oh, you wish there were more of mine.
Yeah. I'd rather be working from 8 to 7.
Yeah.
Well, your business ought to be booming.
Too hot.
Too hot?
A little too hot. Oh. Yeah. Animals haven't started moving. But
there's a lot of snakes going around right now.
We're the squirrel factory at our place right now. The puppies having a field day with the squirrels.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so we have the right tides for tomorrow. It's going to be great, guys. I'm hoping you're going to fish the flounder pounder. Please be careful. It's going to be about 173 boats out there.
174.
Okay.
Okay.
A new
somewhere
record.
In the 170 range.
Yeah, we've gotten 173, 174, 175 announced, so we're good.
We're good.
We covered them all.
We have it all three covered.
Give me 170, here. 75, 77, 77. Give me 172.
Sold at 173. Mm-hmm.
But next week, we got temperatures going to start stabilizing in the low 80s and the nighttime in the 60s.
You know,
I heard some areas are going to hit in the 40s.
40s even, yeah.
That'd be well inland.
Yeah.
Either that or South Georgia.
I like when it cools off at night so you can leave the windows open. But really for fishing, I love waking up first thing in the morning, you know, 5 a.m., walking outside. It's already 75, 76 degrees. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That balmy, warm feeling. Flip-flops and, you know you're going to be out in the water. It's going to be 90 and it's like, yeah. Everyone's like, aren't you tired of this heat? Nope. Nope.
I'll take the cool weather.
I'll take hot weather.
It was always cool where I came from, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too much into the cool weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never had sun up there. That's all it did was rain and Portland.
We had sun where we're from, but I mean, it
Washington?
Was like Oregon.
Oregon, Portland.
I was in central Oregon, so we were in high desert. So,
oh, you weren't on the coast?
No. We're in high desert. So
the
I
pictures
mean,
of you fishing in the kayak, I thought there were some in Oregon.
No, I lived in Oregon at the time, but I came here to visit. That's what got me into kayak fishing.
I gotcha.
You had you had a Hobie.
I was in a Hobie. Yes, yeah. I was in a borrowed Hobie. Yeah. It would be 95 in the day, and it would be 45 at night. As soon as the sun went behind the clouds, you're going, where the heck's my jacket and pants? You know?
Yeah, they say the desert is...
It's desert. It's extreme. You get a 50. It's, mm-hmm.
From 110 to minus 10.
Yeah, it doesn't play.
I noticed that when I used to go to California in the truck, and it'd be hot, and then that night would fall, and you'd be in Arizona somewhere, and you get out of the truck, it's like, my goodness, you jump back in, you got the heat. You go from the air conditioning to the heater.
Yep. It was just like that.
Yeah.
So, and then, in the winter, it'd be like 35, and you'd be out in your T-shirt in the sun because it would reflect off the snow and feel all dry and kind of feel warm. But, yeah, it was, I'd be going to work, and it'd be 5 degrees, and it's like, yay, this is great. So when you guys are all excited about, it's got to snow, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
So what's going on out in the river with these big bulls? Everybody's still going out and getting these, the charter guys are still putting the people on big reds.
Seeing Don Dingman every day, putting some people on.
But they're mostly just hitting the bait. I mean, they're having a hard time on the Arties.
Yeah.
They try to do them for IF. Yeah, they try to get them on,
Beta Choice is the blue crab, quartering, half. I think everybody's using half.
Bull rib,
whole.
Yeah, some people are using whole.
I've seen some of them done on cut mullet and stuff. Yeah, but
big croaker.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use croaker for bait.
Mm-hmm.
Redfish love those croakers.
Yeah, I threw a piece of gum in there, so be careful.
What's he trying to dig out?
I don't know. He's getting paper out of there, but I threw a piece of gum in there. It's like, don't get that all over.
He's done thrown one of his papers he needs
away.
Didn't
want to wait.
I haven't decided what's going to be the front page yet.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well,
those went in the garbage, so none of those.
So, yeah, but I'm all back in. Ooh. I'm all back into, who ate the candy? Yeah, it was you. You got caught.
That's just, I can't say because we usually have listeners on here that you say something that you'll hear about it next day.
Yeah. So Rick ate candy. Whoever wants to get him for it.
Ooh.
But I had a very, 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 for all the month listeners out there, I had a very good
Pudding day?
A1C?
No, I had a stress test done Tuesday, I think it was.
So were you stressed?
I was when I got finished with that sucker. And,
well, how was your A1C?
Everything went good. Okay. So
your L1H is all right, too?
Yep. Everything's good.
How about the H2O?
That's in the water.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, everybody, please be careful this weekend. Good luck on all the entrants. And Chip Davis, you done good, son. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
All right, please be careful as I repeat myself. See y'all next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Next week will be, what is next week? Oh, I have to check schedule, but I believe it's going to be Jeff and, I'll have to fix it up. Y'all stand by. Until next week, see ya.
Bye.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.